朋友，活在耶稣里福音网站的福乐人生讲坛为你提供神仆人的圣经讲解，请收听林祥元牧师的讲道信息，认真学习圣经真理，听道并行道，做主的忠心仆人。
那今天呢？时间呢很有限了哈。
So we have very limited time today.
所以呢，我要跟各位跟我一起呢来去来去思想一个题目。
So I want everybody to think about a special topic.
这个题目叫做试探主与试试主。
So this topic is testing versus trying the trying the Lord.
试探主 testing, 试探主是不对的啊。
Tempting the Lord.
是不对的事情。
Is wrong.
但是呢，圣经鼓励我们去试一试主哎。
But the Lord does in Scripture ask us to test Him.
是真的，圣经里面真的这样子说的。
And there's actually Scripture that talks about that.
所以我们就被搞糊涂了。
So we're a little bit confused.
到底试探主跟试试主有什么不一样呢
？So what's the difference between tempting the Lord and testing the Lord?
我是你做基督徒一段时间。
If you've been Christian for a while,
你还记得耶稣还没有正式出来做传道之前
，You might remember that before Jesus came out and do his ministry,
他岂不是先到旷野去？他接受洗礼，对不对？对不对
？So he was baptized in the Jordan River.
那么他洗礼完之后，就不是立刻出来就讲道，不是的。
So after he was baptized, he didn't immediately start to preach.
圣灵带领他去旷野。
The Holy Spirit took him to a desert.
那个旷野呢，就是没有人的地方。
Somewhere there's nobody.
也没有什么植物啊。
There's no plants.
只有石头。
Just rocks.
只有石块啊。
Just rocks.
也没有东西可以吃。
There's nothing to eat.
那么就在那个地方。
So right there in the desert.
他禁食祷告。
He was fasting and praying.
为什么他禁食祷告呢
？Why was he fasting?
因为他快要出来传道了。
Because he is about to come and preach.
传道的工作是非常非常挑战性的。
So preaching is a very challenging vocation.
是一个属灵的征战 spiritual battle.
It's a strong spiritual battle.
所以他需要好好祷告。
So he had to pray very seriously to prepare himself for ministry.
来担起重任。
And to bear the heavy burden.
就在他祷告完之后。
And right after he finished praying.
撒旦就来试探他，去磨练他。
To try him.
所以呢，当然这个试探也是神准许的啊。
So of course, this temptation by Satan was permitted by God.
Can have the clicker here. Yes, I think. 我们来读一段圣经。
Let's read the scripture together.
因为呢，读两次就可能会用了太多时间。
Too much time to read.
我们就念中文，请要看英文的，
Chinese,
你们就看英文好不好？
Just read along in English.
好，我们一同来念，预备。
Let's read together.
耶稣被圣灵充满，从约旦河回来，圣灵将他引到旷野，40天受魔鬼的试探。那些日子没有吃什么，日子满了他就饿了。魔鬼对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这块石头变成食物。”耶稣回答说：“经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。”魔鬼又领他上了高山，霎时间把天上的万国都指给他看，对他说：“这一切权柄荣耀都要给你，因为这原是交付我的，我愿意给谁就给谁。你若在我面前下拜，这都要归你。”耶稣说：“经上记着说，当拜主你的神，但要侍奉他。”魔鬼又领他到站在殿顶。
对他说
你若是神的儿子可以从这里跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者保护你，他们要用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。耶稣对他说，经上说，不可试探主你的神。魔鬼用完了各样的试探，就暂时离开耶稣。这里说到撒旦来试探耶稣。
So this is talking about Satan tempting Jesus.
我首先要说明一件事情。
So let me clarify something.
耶稣是100%的神。
So Jesus is 100% God.
正因为神， 成为一个人。
But because God became man,
他也是神，也是人。
He's man and he's God.
所以他是百分之一百的神，也是百分之一百的人。
So he's 100% God and he's 100% man.
这个叫做道成肉身嘛。
This just means incarnation, right?
但是有些人误解这句话。
But some people don't understand that.
就以为说耶稣啊，他是人，他只是外面啊。是人的身体而已啊。
So some people think, well, okay, Jesus is just outside looking like man, but he's really not man.
他里面呢就是神。
But inside of him, he's really God.
非常厉害的。
Very powerful.
啊，所以呢，他任何试探他都没有不会动心的。
So he would never be tempted. He wouldn't even consider any kind of temptation.
如果是这样子的话。
But if that's the case,
耶稣的受试探就不是真的了，是吧？
So then he wouldn't really have been led to temptation because there would be no such thing for him.
因为他也是百分，他说他也是百分之一百的人呐。
Because he's 100% man still.
他没有犯罪。
He didn't sin.
但是这个试探对他来说是很真实的，好像跟你跟我一样的。
But the temptation to him is real, just like it is for us.
不然的话，试探就没有意义了，是吗？
However, otherwise there would be no meaning to this effort of temptation.
耶稣是百分之一百的人。
So he's 100% man.
也是百分之一百的神。
And 100% God.
他受的试探是非常厉害的，跟你跟我一模一样的。
The temptation that he had to endure was severe, just like it would be for you and I.
但是他没有犯罪。
But he didn't sin.
他得胜了试探。
He was victorious over the temptation.
今天我们来到耶稣的面前。
So today as we come before Jesus,
无论是试探好，无论是苦难也好。
Whether we have or having trials or temptations,
他都能够了解。
He understands.
因为他经历过。
Because he experienced
痛苦、困难与试探。
He has been suffered. He has experienced suffering, difficulties, and temptation.
今天呢，我为focus 在第三个试探。
Today I'm going to focus on the third temptation.
但是我先讲讲第一跟第二很快哈。
But I'll quickly go over the first and second temptation.
第一个试探呢，就说是，他饿的时候，他饿的时候。
The first temptation was when he was hungry.
撒旦就对他说，撒旦对他说。
So Jesus, Satan told him.
若是你是神的儿子。
If you're a son of God,
你可以叫这块石头变成饼，因为你肚子饿嘛。
But you're hungry, you could just turn this rock into bread.
各位，你知道什么叫肚子饿吗？
Do you know what it means to be hungry?
我们有时候想到长了一点。
想到。
长了，太长了。Too long, preach too long.
So sometimes
讲到，我说我讲到。
When we're preaching too long,
大家的肚子已经受不了了。
Your stomach is hungry.
有时候你正看手表了。
Looking at the watch.
还怕那个讲员看不见，还这样子看呢。
Not only just show like secretly looking, you're going like this.
有些人甚至这样子。
Sometimes you're showing off the pastor to the pastor. Hurry up and stop preaching.
为什么我肚子饿啊？这样子。
I'm hungry. Stop talking, so I can go eat.
你看，你看，你看。稍微饿了一个小时，你都受不了。
So, you know, even 1 hour of fasting, you're hungry.
一天呢
？What about a whole day?
一个礼拜呢
？What about a week?
四十天呢
？40 days.
你岂不是疯了吗？对不对
？You probably go crazy, right?
不要说肚子饿。
Forget about hunger.
有时候你肚子不饿都想吃的。
Even if you're not hungry, you still
吃过了，但是看见人家那个好像很好吃，又在吃了这样子。
So even if you're full, you just finish eating, you see something else delicious, you want to eat again.
所以食物啊
，So food，
对人的那个里面来说是很大的一个试探，你知道吗
？So food is a huge source of temptation for mankind.
但是呢，今天耶稣这里所讲的
，But Jesus said here，
他是讲到是说，人活着不是单单靠食物。
He said, "Man does not live by bread alone."
其实这句话也可以另外一个了解。
You have another meaning to behind that.
人活着也不单是为着食物。
So man does not live for food alone.
啊，就是说我们啊，为什么要做事情啊
？Why do we work?
吃饭呢、啊、
？So we can eat.
哦、啊，吃饭之后才有力气再赚钱呢、啊。
So then after you can have more energy to work
some more. 为什么要赚钱呢？因为要买饭吃啊。
So why do you want to earn money so you can buy more food? And just the cycle.
不是什么循环的一个什么逻辑在其中，蛮奇怪的。
Yeah, it's just this little cycle.
耶稣说什么？这句话什么意思呢
？So what is Jesus talking about here?
那是说人活着。什么叫活着呢
？What does it mean to be living? Man does not live alone. What does living mean?
各位，你听过植物人这句话吗
？Have you ever heard of vegetable? A man became a vegetable.
当然是非常可怜了，是吧
？Of course, it's a tragic thing.
哎呀，插条管子在这里，插条管子在这里，这样子。
You know, you got all these tubes here, everywhere.
就让他继续存活下去。
Just to allow them to live,
breathe. 各位，这个也叫做活着。
This is still living, isn't it?
他没有死啊。
They're not dead.
植物人也活啊。
Vegetables are alive.
摩西说，人只是为了活着的话，你也可以做植物人呢。
So if you just want to live, you can just be vegetable.
但是你不是会做植物人，你不想做植物人的。
But nobody wants to live like that.
或者说有一些的，譬如说呢，动物啊，动物 animals.
So for example, animals.
他们也是活着啊。
They're alive too.
但是他们活着是很简单的，就是饿了就吃嘛。
They have a very simple way of living, just eat and survive.
当成熟之后呢，他们要就繁殖嘛，对不对
？So when they grow up, then they just reproduce.
动物呢，你知道他们就是说生养的时候，他们有一种生理状态叫发情期，一发情呢，他们就要找配偶是吧
？So they you know animals they get into this season of
发情，他没有爱情的。
Oh, they there's no emotional love. There's just physical love.
所以这个就是动物嘛，对吧
？So that's the level of the animal.
他们也是活着啊。
They're alive.
若是你一生当中只是为着吃。还有说这种的性的 pleasure， 就是结婚呢、啊、生养的话，你跟动物一模一样。
So if you're all you're living for is the food and for you know the physical intimacy to just to reproduce, then you're just like an animal, right?
就是你的生存就是说我要吃好的。
Your whole life is about eating.
哎呀，我要娶个美女啊！哈。
Now, oh, I want to live. I want to eat gourmet food. I want to have a beautiful woman.
啊，我要生养孩子、啊。
I want to have children.
各位。这个是动物的层次。
This is the animal level of living.
他们也是叫做活着。
And they're still alive. They're living.
耶稣所说人活着不是这个意思。
But Jesus is talking about this is not the level that we want that I want you to live.
第一，不是植物人。
We're not vegetables.
第二
，Number two，
不是动物式的活着。
We're not living like animals.
那什么叫做活着呢
？So then, what does it mean to live?
耶稣说，人真的活着是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But Jesus said, "But by we live by every word that comes from out of the mouth of God."
意思说，当我活着，我跟神的话，我跟神的话，我活出神的旨意，在神旨意里面的生活，才算是真的活着。
Jesus is really saying that to really live, we must live according to God's will, from His word, His decrees.
我们都会过去的，是吗
？We're all going to die.
我们都会过去的。
We're all going to pass away from this world.
哎呀，我最近就是连续几个礼拜都很多人在我周边过去。
Most recent number of weeks, I've had lots of friends pass away.
有个很亲的亲戚。
A very close relative in Hong Kong.
54岁就走了。
54 years old passed away.
在这个受难节
on Good Friday
有一位姐妹
a sister
66岁
66 years
去做 biopsy
went to biopsy
插一个去查那个
liver biopsy
一插进去流血不止就走了
and she suffered bleeding complication
两天之后复活节
from the biopsy 2 days from
一位我们这位三十九岁一位姐妹也走了
and 39 years old sister also died
3点钟追思礼拜
3 o'clock was her service memorial
所以等一下我要回去主持这位姐妹的追思礼拜
in an hour after this for her memorial 39
这位小姐妹15岁我就认识她了
I've known her since she was 15
我认识她24年
I've known her 24 years
今年39岁
to this year she's 39
上个礼拜过去
In three weeks ago,、
哎、
she died.
当然了，我们基督徒对死呢，并不是那么可怕啊。
So you know, as Christians, you know, death is not so horrifying.
这个死就好像一个门一打开，哦，另外一个地方。
It's like we open a door and walk through to another world.
不是掉下去的。
It's not like we're dropping down to a abyss.
打开之后，哇，另外一个世界就是。
We open it up to a new world.
所以我们不怕。
So we're not afraid so much of death.
难过是因为，哎呀，忽然间临到我们就走了，有点难过是这个意思。
So of course we feel sad because we're gonna, you know, miss this person.
所以人生过得很快。
So life is short.
我们就问这个问题
Let's ask this question.
我们的日子啊
What about our days?
能够给上帝算出来吗能够算数吗
Can we count our days so that they actually count for the Lord?
我只是吃喝玩乐
Or is it just to eat, to drink, and be merry? That's it.
吃喝玩乐就跟动物一模一样
If we just eat, drink, and be merry, we are just like animals.
跟猪、跟牛、跟狗一模一样
We're just like pigs and cows and dogs, no different.
神说人活着不是单靠食物
Jesus said we don't live by bread alone, we are not just living for food.
Yeah, 就不是单单乃是活出神的旨意
We must live out God's will in our lives
要明白神的话
And understand God's word
教我怎么样活
To teach us how we shall live
你这种的生活
This type of life
在地上能够祝福很多人
On the earth will bless many people
在天上没人你知道吗
and every day and in heaven God remembers every single one of those days that you live like
我再说一次好不好
Let me say it one more time
这种的生活
This type of life
遵循神旨意的生活
The kind of life where you follow God's will,
在地上你会喜乐
on earth this gives you true joy
并且祝福旁边的人
and you bless others for it, with it
在天上
on heaven,
每一天
in heaven,
神都把它记下来呢
every day you live like that God remembers your days
他要给你 reward
he wants to reward you for every day you live for him
人活着不是单靠食物
we do not live for food alone
乃是靠神口里所出的一切话
man lives by God's every word
那么有第二个试探呢
second temptation
撒旦对他说撒旦对耶稣说
Satan said to Jesus
你拜我吧
Worship me
你一拜我的话呢我就把全世界都给你
If you worship me I will give you all the glory of this world
啊，这个就是拜的意思
This is the meaning of worship
但是我们知道撒旦所代表的是什么意思呢
So what does Satan mean by worship
撒旦所代表的
So what Satan represents
你拜他什么意思呢
what do you mean to what does it mean for him to say to worship him
因为撒旦这个字
Satan,
你知道什么意思吗
do you know what the word Satan means
Satan 魔鬼啊、
devil the devil
但是原来的意思是 有另外一个意思的
original meaning has another meaning for his word
就是抵挡神
and the word Satan means to be against God
抵挡神
is to fight God
神要走他就要右
If God wants to go left, he's
going
to go right.
神要在前，他要在后。
God wants to go forward, he wants to go backwards.
神要白，他要黑那种啊。
If God wants white, he wants black.
这用普通话来说，普通的话来说。
We just use common language.
他是跟上帝对着干。
He's out to get God.
这个叫做撒旦呢。
This is Satan.
意思是说，当耶稣要拜这个跟上帝对着干的这一位撒旦的时候。
So if Christ were to worship, you know, or align himself with the one that's against God.
这个撒旦就要把这个世界给他。
So Satan would give him the world.
这个世界代表什么呢
？What is this meaning to have this world? What does the world have? So the world means or represents.
不是那种美善的东西。
It's not beautiful, wonderful things.
看起来好像是很迷人的东西。
So on the surface, it looks, you know, very tempting, very attractive.
但是都是 sensual pleasure, 都是那种的满足我们眼目情欲、肉体情欲的东西。
But all of these things only satisfy the animal level, the lust and the desires of the flesh.
你叫 Billy Graham 啊
So do you remember Billy Graham?
哥培里博士。嗯
哼。
他说什么呢
？What did he say?
他说人啊，最容易有三个试探。
So he has once said that mankind has three most common temptations.
都 starts with letter G 那个字啊，都是 G.
And all starts with G.
第一个
one
gold.
Gold.
第二个
number two.
Gold 就是金嘛，哈，金钱的金啊。第二个
two number two.
Girl.
Girls.
女色。第三个字
number three.
Glory.
Glory.
这种的要。要荣耀啊，威风啊，权力啊
，power， fame，
三大试探
，three temptations are the key ones， gold， girl， and glory， gold，
女色
，girls，
还有这个，
glory，
glory， 荣耀，追求荣耀，不得了，不得了
，yeah， the vanity of being having power and fame。
现在我讲的比较难翻译了，小心了。Difficult to translate, you know. 在中国的文学里面有本书呢，禁书，我们都不准看的，叫《金瓶梅》。
So there's a Chinese old ancient text called《金瓶梅》。
金瓶梅。那么我曾经去，不是是，我曾经去找过为什么叫《金瓶梅》。
I went to look for why this book is called《金瓶梅》。
当然里面很多这种情欲的记载啊
So there's a lot of, you know, relationship and
不是 relationship, more than that、
oh, Sexual
Sexual,
things.
this, yeah 那么到底为什么叫金瓶梅呢
Well, why is it called 金瓶梅
有人说金是代表金钱
So 金 means gold
瓶呢是代表 wine, 喝酒
瓶 means a bottle, wine
那种放纵的生活
Or like a
梅呢，就讲到一个女生的名字，所以女人。
And May is a girl, name of a girl.
金钱，
so、gold,
哎呀，你都喝酒，
wine,
金瓶梅。
And women.
无论西方，无论东方，是吧？
Whether it's Eastern or Western,
人都是追求这个所谓的世界的东西，就是这个。
It seems like historically, man has been after this worldly possession of lust,
所以呢
wine,
撒旦对耶稣说你拜我吧
money,
我就把这些好像很好的世界其实里面都是罪恶的东西我要给你
so Satan says to Jesus you know if you worship me I will give you all of these wonderful things but they're not wonderful they're horrible right
yes very good 第三个试探、啊、
the third temptation
他撒旦把耶稣带到山顶那个殿顶去
so Satan took Jesus to the top of the temple
然后叫他跳下来
And ask him to jump down.
然后跳下来以后呢
And when he jumps down,
撒旦对他说，他还是引经据典呢。
So Satan used scripture to tempt Jesus.
你跳下去吧。
Why don't you jump down?
因为呢，你是上帝的儿女。
Because if you're God's son, if you're son,
上帝会派一个天使啊，你跳下去的时候呢，他会抱住你，抱着你。
That because of you, if you're God's son, then Jesus, then God's going to have a send an angel to hold on to you, so you will not.
你不会摔死的。
You will not fall to your death.
那人你不摔死的话，人家都会惊讶。哎呀，你是谁啊？那么厉害。
And if you don't fall to death, everybody would say, "Oh, wow, you must be the son of God."
啊，大家都跟随你啊，你是神的儿子、啊。
Everybody would follow you because you're the son of God. You can prove that.
但是这个试探是不合乎神的旨意。
But this is a trap because it's not God's will to do it this way.
神会叫人跳楼吗
？Would God tell you to jump down from the top of the temple?
所以你忽然间有个意念跳楼吧跳楼。
If you ever think that okay I want to jump down I want to jump down you know that's not coming from God.
一定不是来自神。
It has not it cannot be coming from God.
因为魔鬼就叫耶稣跳楼啊。
Because Jesus Satan says hey why don't you jump off?
你知道有多高吗？你知道有多高吗
？Do you know how tall?
他不是单单从殿顶跳到地上。因为那个圣殿在那个悬崖的旁边，所以一跳下去的话，直到崖的下面。
So you know the temple was right on the edge of a cliff. So you're not just jumping off the length of the building. When you jump off, you're going all the way down the cliff.
有多高啊
？How tall？
用现在的话来说，四十层楼那么高。
It's about 40 floors, 40 stories high.
你想想看，从四十楼跳下来，竟然不死，不得了啊！
Can anybody survive a 40 story jump？
但上帝会叫你跳楼吗
？But would Jesus, would God ever tell you to jump down？
你去跳楼吧。
Would God ever tell you to jump off a building?
我会差派天使把你拖住的。
And I would send the angel to save you.
啊，你试试看，试看神会不会这样子啊？保护你。
Would do you think that God would protect you from such an effort?
那么这个就是来自撒旦的试探。
So this is a temptation coming from Satan for sure.
不合乎神的旨意。
It does not go along with God's.
等一下，我解释是不是就这样子？我有危险的时候，上帝不救我呢，也不是这个意思。
So is it because you can you interpret this like, well, when I'm in danger, would that Jesus, that God will not save me?
当真的有需要的时候
，When you really have need,
神用他的办法来救你。
God will save you in His own way.
但是不是你自己想出来、自己制造出来一个机会，这是错的。
It's not something where you actually create an opportunity for God to come and save you.
好。所以我们来到另外一个问题。
So we have another question.
我们刚才已经勾出了三个试探的大概的意思。
So we went to three possible explanations of temptation.
这里我要讲的，撒旦呢，在什么时候来试探人呢
？When is the most common time when Satan likes to tempt people?
常常第一是常常在人打胜一场仗之后。
It's usually when you're have been just after when you're victorious over something.
你看这个耶稣啊。
You see the example of Jesus.
他呢这个试探的时候是耶稣呢在约旦河受洗之后。
So this was right after he was baptized in the Jordan River.
那圣灵来到他的身上。
The Holy Spirit has come upon him.
好像鸽子一样临到他。
Like the doves landing on him.
还有声音。对，还有声音出来，天上有声音对出来。
And the voice came from the heavens.
这是我的爱子，你们都要听他。
This is my son, my beloved son. Please, you know, follow him.
哇，这个是一个伟大的场面了。
This is a glorious moment.
哇，大家都看见。
Everyone saw this.
哇，圣灵好像鸽子一样临到他，来到他身上。
Holy Spirit is like the doves landing on him.
所以呢，他是一个好像是灵命的一个高涨，是吧
？So this is a spiritual high for Jesus.
啊，所以呢，我们要小心。
So we have to be careful.
当人称赞你的时候
when people praise you
当人捧你的时候
when people say you're awesome
啊，神要人当人很多要高来欢呼高举你的时候
when people want to praise you and lift you up
人呢就开始头就都头昏
then people become you know swollen in their head
啊，就开始呢就如果是不小心的话就会从那个地方摔下去
and if you're not careful that's the most vulnerable place from which you would fall
所以呢人在高处的时候
so when you're in a high point in your life
啊，人在得意的时候
when you have everything going your way
啊，你就发现撒旦很喜欢就在那个时候来到你身上
you would find that is when Satan attacks you the hardest
另外第二个
secondly
他在什么地方试探耶稣呢
where was he tempting him
啊，第一个是旷野是吗
well first was in the desert of course
第二呢在圣殿
then it was at the temple the holy temple
啊，我们知道说这个旷野是没有人的
So you know in the desert there's nobody there
圣殿是最神圣的
So in the holy temple is a very holy place
我们都觉得应该很好吧很安全吧
It should be safe in the holy temple
怎么会有试探的呢
Why would there be temptation in a temple
所以呢我们就说哎呀没有试探
holy place
那我就可以放松可以 relax 一点点
So if you're hanging out in a holy place you may be have your guards down you may be relaxed
很 innocent 吧
Because everybody's innocent in the temple, right?
我就看见一些中年男生了。
So you see these middle-aged men.
忽然间呢，说：“哎呀，中学毕业，我们25周年去 reunion。”
So then the middle-aged men would go and have a reunion in the 25-year anniversary.
或者说在网上在搞一个什么 WeChat group， 一个什么 WhatsApp group， 对吧？
So then there's a WhatsApp and WeChat groups that they would get together.
就重遇我25年前的小情人呢。
So then they meet once again their old lovers from the younger days.
哎呀，那个女生，我中学的时候很喜欢她的。
Oh,
后来
girl,
各走各路了。
I had a crush on that girl in high school days.
后来各走各路了。
Now we've gone our own way.
我现在又在看见面。
And now we're seeing each other again. Wow.
我说，哎呀，她有家庭，我也有家庭。
Well, they have a family. I have a family.
应该是很安全的。
It should be safe.
啊，就开始讲话了。
They start talking.
啊，讲话还不够，开始见个面了，喝杯咖啡了。
I mean, not just talking.
喝杯咖啡还不够。还吃个晚饭呢。
And then coffee is not enough. They have dinner.
后来就发生了问题了。
And then later on, they have more problems.
两个家庭都家破人亡。
So then there's families broken on both sides.
因为我们说，哎，我都已经中年人了。
And sometimes she's like, you know, I'm in my middle age.
我的孩子都念大学了。
My children are in college.
大家都有家庭的了。
Everyone's got families.
她有她的家庭，我的，我们
是。She has her family. I have my
family. 只是
friendship，
对不对？
我们
只是友情而已嘛。
We're just friends, right?
我们以为是
only friendship.
我们以为是很安全的地方
It's pretty safe, isn't it?
结果就是最危险的地方
And that's really when it's actually the most dangerous
常常会发生这件事情
A lot of things happen during that
我们做几十年牧师常常看见
I've seen lots and lots of examples
很多新闻也问我我告诉你一大堆故事
I can tell you story upon story of this happening
很奇怪的故事
There's a lot of weird stories
想都想不到、啊、
You can't even imagine this
第三个
Third
刚才我讲在殿顶在高处人在高处的时候
At the highest point of the temple
就是说人在高处
the highest spiritual point
在你的灵命的高处
even when you're feeling that like you're the closest to God
在你的地位的高处
perhaps it's in your highest positional point
当你最有 power 的时候
in your career when you have the most power
你知道一件事情啊
you know something
你在位置比较低的时候
when you are having a lower position
你上面很多老板的时候
and there's a lot of people over you
上面很多眼睛的时候
a lot of people watching you
大家都看着你的时候
everyone'sscrutinizing your
你不敢乱来啊
you're not able to deviate from
你做错了一点事情
from rules if you make a little mistake
人家都会知道
people are all over you
当你的位置越来越高越来越高
but as you move your way up in your job
开始人就不敢骂你了是不是
so then nobody's scolding you
人只会捧你是吗
they're only praising you
越来越没有人敢向你讲话了
Nobody's telling you what you're doing right or wrong.
没有人挑战你了。
No one's challenging you.
你做什么都可以了。
Whatever you do is fine.
这个是最危险的时候。
This is the most dangerous time.
当你最 powerful 的时候。
When you have the most power in your job.
没有人敢问你的时候。
No one's going to question you about anything.
这是最危险的时候。
This is when it's most dangerous.
所以你会发现为什么那些人，哎呀，以前都很好，为什么做了高官之后呢，就乱来呢
？So sometimes we see in the news all these people that achieve really high positions. Why is it that when they get there, that's when they start to deviate?
因为 power 那个权啊，就是一个试探，你知道吗？
Because power and money is another source of temptation.
没有人敢 challenge 你。
No one's willing to challenge you for your wrongdoing.
在高处的时候。
So when you're at the high point, that's when you have to be careful.
还有呢，第四点呢，撒旦来试探耶稣的时候。
And the fourth point is that when Satan tempts Jesus,
他会用啊似是而非的所谓的真理。
He often will mix in some scriptural truth just to confuse the believer.
好像说你跳下来吧。
Oh, why don't you jump down?
因为诗篇九十一篇那边告诉你说，他要为你吩咐他的使者在下面托住你，免得你的脚碰到石头。
He even quotes scripture from Psalm 91 that God's going to send angels to hold on to you so your feet wouldn't touch the ground.
所以呢，他会混杂。
So scripture, as part of his temptation.Tricks.
有一些极端的例子了哈。
There's some really strong
extreme.
Extreme.
这一点哦，你这有有一些人，他们真的是比如说马可福音第十六章最后一节。
So like
Mark.
Gospel Mark chapter 16.
最后的一节。
The last verse.
那边说到啊，罗斯说。你信我的人，耶稣说信我的人。
So those who believe me.
你可以喝毒的毒物吧。
You can drink poison.
你可以玩毒蛇。
You can play with snake.
都不怕的。
You should have no fear.
其实这句话什么意思呢？
So what does that mean?
就说罗斯，你奉主的名出去传道。
It's really in the context of saying that if you are praising, if you're sharing the gospel in the name of the Lord.
遇见这种的困难、啊。
And you encounter these difficulties.
神会保守你。
God will protect you.
结果有些人就以为说，哎，我们试试看啊。
So some people would have taken the scripture completely out of context.
在聚会的时候。
And during church meetings.
拿一条毒蛇来去玩。
Take a poisonous snake.
你传来传去，传来传去。
And pass it around.
啊，不怕不怕，因为圣经说。
You have no, don't be scared.
就算它咬你，你不会死的这样子。
Even if the snake bites you, you will not die.
结果全部都送到医院去了。
And everybody all goes to the hospital.
这个叫试探神、啊、
This is called tempting God.
但是他也会用所谓的圣经来去 confuse you.
So Satan does use scripture to confuse people.
还有呢，当人的喜什么字？血，
血，
喜血啊。
So the so there's pressure points, you know, acupressure points.
什么叫喜血呢
？But what is the pleasure point?
就是一按到你之后，你很喜欢的。
If there's a point that you push, then you're really happy.
每一个人的喜穴都不一样。
Everyone has different pleasure points.
所以有一些试探呢，对你是很有效的，对我没有效的。
Some temptations are really effective against you, but it would have no effect on me.
譬如说，你不喜欢吃榴莲，譬如说
了。For example, some people say you don't like durian.
你也没有钱。
And you have no money.
你心里面呢，就说啊。但是你看你去那个 supermarket 看到一些新鲜的榴莲新鲜的
so perhaps you go to the supermarket and you see this fresh durian
啊那么你又没有钱啊
but you don't have money
你里面那个意念那我去偷吧
but maybe I'll go steal this durian
偷榴莲啊
let's go steal the durian
我就不会偷榴莲
I would never steal
因为榴莲在我前面我立刻跑的
Because if you put durian in front of me, I would run the other way. It smells terrible. It smells horrible to me.
So this
is not my temptation.
但对一些人来说是很大的试探。
But some people really are tempted by durian.
特别是最好吃那个泰国的榴莲叫做金枕头。
Especially the golden pillow species from Thailand.
最好最好吃的。
It's the most delicious durian.
对有一些人来说是。
For some people,
很大的试探
that's a huge temptation.
这是他的喜穴
This is their pleasure point.
这是我的苦穴
And this is my suffer point. I hate it.
我就要走了是吗
If I see that ruin, I would run.
所以撒旦知道你的喜穴在什么地方
So Satan always knows what your pleasure points are.
也是你的最 most vulnerable, 最脆弱的一点
So those are also your very most vulnerable points.
我看过一些有钱人
I've seen some rich people.
有钱的不得了
Very rich,
还去偷东西
and they still steal things.
贪小便宜
because they want the little tiny advantages.
不但只要他， 贪大便宜，小便宜都贪。
Not only do they want the to cheat out of people out of big money, they also want the little things.
你整个公司都可以买过来，你为什么要偷那些丝袜子啊？
I mean, you can buy them when you can. You have enough money to buy the whole store. Why would you steal the little tiny merchandises in the store?
因为他觉得偷呢很过瘾，你知道吗？
Because it gives him some pleasure to get something.
偷到都高兴，你这样。
To receive this ill-gotten gain, to get something for free, that is a huge temptation for these people.
丝袜子带回家已经是1001对了。
So you know, sometimes these rich people would take the pantyhose from the store, take it home, and that would be their 1001st pair at home. But they still want one more.
因为不需要付钱。
Because it's free.
这是他的喜悦。
It's free.
凡是拿到东西不付钱的都不高兴。
As long as I can get something for free, that's my pleasure point.
有些人是这样子。
Some people have that.
第六个。
Sixth.
当人最疲乏的时候。
When you're the most fatigued or tired.
灵命的疲乏。
Not only physically, but spiritually.
灵命跟身体的疲乏都是。
Or both spiritual and physical fatigue.
就是最疲乏的时候，我们容易掉到试探。
That's when we're most likely to fall into temptation.
好像以利亚。
Just like
Elijah. 他在加密山蒙卡梅尔，他岂不是跟那些的巴利先知斗法，他赢了他们吗
？So you know he had just finished having a huge victory over the Baal's priests.
他但是那个皇后啊叫耶洗别嘛
Jezebel Queen Jezebel
因为那些假先知都是他养的
those,
你知道吗
those false prophets were all in her service
你竟然杀我的先知啊
you, and when how dare you kill my prophets
那个以利亚你那么大胆你杀我的先知
Elijah,
我明天就杀你
Elijah you are so how dare you kill my false prophets tomorrow I'm going to kill you
本来他很大胆很勇敢的
So Elijah when he was prior to that he was very brave
一下子就吓死他就跑了
Courageous.
是吗
And so when Jezebel made the life threat he started to run
跑到树下面
He ran down to under a tree
跑不动了
He couldn't run anymore
因为跑得太快了
Because he ran too fast
因为太疲乏了
Maybe he was too tired
因为太累了
Maybe he was just fatigued
他说绝望了，绝望！我死定了，我死定了。
He gave up. He said, "Okay, I'm going to die now."
他对上帝怎么说呢
？He said to God.
下面这句话呢？不
，verses this next sentence is not in the Bible. I made it up.
但是我猜想是这样。
But I'm guessing this is what he said to God.
耶洗别的军队快要抓到我了，是吗
？The soldiers of Jezebel is about to come upon me.
与其给他们抓起来杀死我。
Instead of letting them capture me, please just kill me.
我不如自杀了。
Why don't I just kill myself?
下面那句话就圣经了。So 他在神面前求死，是吗
？So he was asking God for death.
为什么求死呢
？Why would he want to death?
因为他觉得自己很失败。
Because he felt defeated.
另外很惧怕。
And he's also fearful.
因为那个耶洗别的那个军队快来了。
Because Jezebel's soldiers were coming upon him.
你看，他就是最疲乏的时候，竟然他。
That's when he was the most fatigued.
那么伟大一个先知。
He is such an amazing spiritual prophet.
宣告说我要自杀。
Why would somebody like him announce that he wants to kill himself?
你先想看，若是今天戈培里博士。
Can you imagine?
还没有死之前啊。
Billy Graham.
你打开报纸。
You open up the newspaper.
Billy Graham 说他今天准备自杀。
What if the newspaper says Billy Graham says I want to kill myself?
你会想哎呀 ，Billy Graham 是我们的。
You would be like, but Billy Graham, you are our
我们的属灵的 anchor,
spiritual anchor, role model.
对，我们都把我们的那个信心啊，对不起，都放在你身上，你竟然要自杀。
We put our faith in you, Billy Graham. How can you try to kill yourself?
就是他最疲乏的时候。
That's when he's most tired.
有位弟兄。
I have a brother, or
there
is a Christian.
他出差去印度出差，印度。
He went to India for work.
哇，三十天。
30 days.
跟老婆分开三十天。
He was away from his wife.
就三十天在那边做工，很疲累，很疲累。
He's working really, really hard. So
终于呢，做完了。
Finally, he finished his work.
就坐飞机。
He was getting on the plane, going home.
从印度呢，经过。Washington D.C. 就回到西岸来
，back to West Coast。
他到这个坐到 D.C. 之前那个飞机啊
，so right before he got to D.C. he was so tired。
但是有位空姐服务很好。
Oh, there was an airline stewardess was very good at service.
对他服侍非常周到。
Was very excellent.
啊，他是很高兴。
He was very happy.
要吃的有的吃，要喝的有的喝。
Whatever he wants to eat or drink, she brings it.
啊，都很好。
So great.
啊，他心里面的暗喜啊，这个公司还不错，下次还要做这个。
So he's thinking, oh, someday I'm gonna take the same airline because they have great service.
啊，这个空姐吃完以后，先生还要什么吗？还要什么？对他特别好。
This airline stewardess was especially attentive to him.
这个人看一看那个女生。
So this man looked at this woman.
不单只服务好，样子更好。
Not only did she serve me well, she's pretty cute.
很好，很好啊。
Wow, that's great.
后来下飞机。
After the airplane.
那么他们都陆续出去了。
They're all getting out of the airplane.
他差不多最后一个。
And he was the last one.
又碰到那个空姐。
And he ran into her again.
那空姐很有礼貌问他说。
The airline stewardess was very polite.
你是要转飞机哈？
Are you needing to change airplanes?
他说是。
Yes.
我今天晚上要在 DC 过一个晚上。
So I'm gonna have to spend the night in DC.
我下一班飞机是明天早上。
My next flight is tomorrow.
那个女生就问他说：“先生，你有订 hotel 吗？”
The girl says, "Have you got a hotel?"
他说：“我有。”
I have.
那个女生说：“若是没有的话，你今天晚上可以住我的家。”
And she says, "If you don't have hotel, you can stay with me tonight."
这个是一个很好的基督徒，那个男生。
This is a very strong Christian man.
我相信样子还不错才对的。
I figure he probably not.
不然那个空姐真的没有那么大兴趣。
I figure he wasn't probably too ugly, or the girl would not be so super interested.
他一听见这句话
，when he heard this
invitation, 忽然间整个人醒过来了。
The whole he woke up.
他说：“谢谢。”我已经有旅馆。
He says, "Thank you, but I already got hotel."
他就立刻走。
Then he quickly left.
头也不回。
Doesn't turn his head around.
后来他告诉其他人。
Then he told the other people.
他说我是一个神。
He says I'm a Christian.
我不可以做得罪神、得罪我太太的事
情。I cannot violate God and violate my wife.
不过我也告诉你。
But I tell you.
当他问我说。
When he asked, when
当他邀请我说
me,
今天晚上我可以住他的家的时候。
When she invited me to stay with her that night.
他说我心实在动了一动哎。
I had a moment of temptation.
动了一动，你知道吗
？My heart moved a little bit.
因为他是我是一个男人
，Because I'm a man.
有个女生主动的那么漂亮的
，If a woman, a beautiful woman, and invites me to stay with her.
不过他做了一个很智慧的决定。
But he made a very wise decision.
他没有 negotiate.
He didn't negotiate.
他不会说，哎呀，对不起，我已经有旅馆了。
He didn't say, I'm sorry, I already got a hotel.
不能住你的家。
I can't stay with you.
但是可以吃个晚饭啊。
But maybe we can just have dinner.
他见你说的话就糟糕了，又死了，对不对？
What if he said that, then he would be,
又死了，是不是？
Then he would be walking down the path of death.
我没有住他家，我只是吃个饭而已。
He could have negotiated.
反正我太太都不知道
哎。Well, I'm not going to stay with her. What if we just have dinner?
因为我已经告诉他今天晚上我会住在 DC 的。
I already told her that I'm staying in DC tonight.
所以 I'm pretty safe. 我是很安全的。
He figured I'm pretty safe. I'm staying in DC.
没有人知道的。
Nobody knows. My wife doesn't know what's going on.
但上帝知道。
But God knows.
所以呢，他没有说啊，这住着不行啊，吃晚饭可以这样子。
So he didn't compromise and say, well, you know, I'm not going to stay with you, but how about let's just have dinner?
为什么这个试探会来呢
？Why would these type temptations come?
因为那个时候他是最疲乏的时候。
Because he was the most tired.
也是三十天，老婆不在旁边。
And then also 30 days, wife wasn't there.
那个试探也可以说是一夜情嘛，对不对
？And that sometimes people have these one night stands.
现在很普遍嘛
，very common, I guess, all over the place.
但是是一辈子的苦啊。
But it's a life long of suffering and guilt.
所以撒旦是趁着我们最疲乏的时候。
So Satan would use the moments when you're most fatigued to tempt you.
所以呢，有些人。夫妻吵架。
So sometimes husband and wife would fight.
最容易吵架的是几点钟呢？
When are they the most likely to fight?
五点半到七点半。
5:30 to 7:30 p.m.
为什么会
the most common time?
因为老公都回来肚子饿得要命了。
Because the husband comes home, he's starving.
又疲乏。
And tired.
一进门
，and as he walks in，
老婆立刻说：“垃圾桶立刻拿出去。
”The wife says, "Please take out the trash right now."
看你的孩子的尿布还没给他换。
Okay, you know what? This diaper needs changing.
我在家整天辛苦，你在外面做什么
？I've been so tired running around with these kids all day. What have you been doing all day?
不打架就很好了。
If they don't, if they don't,
吵架是一定了，是吗
？If they don't have physical altercation, it's pretty good.
就是五点半到七点半。
5:30 to 7:30。
所以呢，各位姐妹。
So men just stay till 7:30, don't go.
各位姐妹
So sisters
若是你要骂他的话
If you're going to scold your husband
你先煮顿饭给他吃
Please cook the meal
吃得饱饱的
And feed him And after he's fed Then you can scold him
肚子满了啊肚子满了
the stomach is full
啊，就可以开始向他做说爱心说诚实话了
Then you can speak the truth and love after the stomach is full
其实呢犯罪与试探
So sin and temptation
常常是最简单的
are the simplest things sometimes
你看撒旦怎么去跟耶稣讲话呢
So Satan how did he converse with Jesus
第一个试探
First is to tempt him
就是说你把这块石头变成
The first temptation was, hey, turn the block into bread.
你认为耶稣做这个事情啊，理论上来说，你觉得他有困难吗？你觉得有困难吗
？Do you think Jesus would have any difficulty turning the rock into bread?
你有没有其他的圣经例子？耶稣
？Do you have other examples of when Jesus turned things into food?
也是把什么东西变成什么东西是可以吃的啊
？The water to wine, or he turned things
变成什么
？Water into wine.、
啊、
he changed things, you know, multiply the fish and the bread.
是的呀。所以他真是讲员，你看。
I'm predicting what I'm supposed to say. Sorry, forgive me.
Yeah. Anyway, 我的意思是说，耶稣不是说，你把那些水缸装满了水，等三个礼拜啊，然后我放什么东西上面发酵一下，不需要的是吧
？So Jesus didn't say, "Okay, take the water and wait 3 weeks, and he's going to try to do some kind of for special fermentation technique to turn into the wine." No.
没有啊。
It's not.
耶稣说。倒满水之后 just, 立刻倒出来立刻倒出来有没有
so it's
等都不等
了 so he bring out the water fill it up jugs of water and bring it out immediately and serve the guests
耶稣不需要等是吗
Jesus does not need to wait
对他来说很容易的
super easy for him
这三个动词都很
there's three verbs that are easy
我们一起来读好吧第一个字什么字
change worship and jump
变带跳
so change worship jump
太简单了
Super easy.
变就立刻变，对不对
？They're simple commands.
拜呢，只要你的那个膝盖弯45度就可以了。
Worship simply bend your knees 45 degrees. It's easy.
或者说那个跳下去就完了嘛，是吧
？Super easy, just jump off.
管他死不死啊，对不对？ 跳下去才说是吗
？Who cares if you die or not? You'll find out when you jump.
你知道，我面对试探的时候
，When we face challenge and temptations，
讲一句伤害人的话。
When we say one thing that hurts someone,
不需要什么力度的
it doesn't need any.
破口大骂
Yeah, it just start to curse people sometimes.
不难啊
It's easy to curse.
容易的不得了
It's so easy just to say the wrong thing.
但是你要把这个句话不讲的话，你的力度也相当大了，是吧
Well, once you say that nasty thing, it's almost impossible to take that back.
所以我是说，犯罪是很容易的
So easy to sin.
爆出去什么
Just curse someone
我可以伤他十年了
I can hurt that person for 10 years
二十年了
20 years
让他痛二十年我都可以
That person could hurt for 20 years
很多人今天很多的仇恨就是因为二十年前他骂了我一句话我倒记得
So there's a lot of people who have these grudges that they hold for 20 years become unsaid 20 years ago
所以说有人说两个人吵架嘛
So some two people are fighting
一个人就冲动 hysterical
one thing is one person is hysterical
然后呢那个人听见之后呢
the other person hears it
这句话就变成 historical
and the word goes for the person the hysterical person will utter something mean and it becomes a historical event
在这个人一直谈
it becomes aSomething that they ruminate for life.
这个痛啊，他每年都拿出来讲三次。
Every year they bring this back out and the raw pain is repeated 3 times per year for 20 years.
这里说犯罪的时候，变、拜、跳。
So here the three different temptations were change, worship, and jump.
骂人很快。
And when you scold, when you say curse someone, it's quick.
伤害人很容易。
When you hurt someone, it's fast.
但是你要挡住他不讲。的力度就很大了，是吗
？So if you want to stop yourself from doing that, from hurting someone, that's the difficult part.
最简单的。
The most
小心。
So very careful to put these simple commands.
叫人服侍啊，服侍了犯罪后的结果。
So Satan will often blind us and help us and make us ignore or momentarily forget that there's consequences to the sin.
我们做很多的家庭辅导。
So we do a lot of family counseling at church, a lot of marriage counseling.
我们常常发现很多的人
We discover
一时的这个外念啊
So sometimes people make a mistake, one wrong move,
一夜情
some kind of one night stand.
结果呢一辈子的苦
So then it's a one lifelong of suffering.
他在那边享受的时候所谓享受的时候
So while they're enjoying that one night stand,
他没有想到所带来的那个结果那个痛苦那个问题家破人亡孩子受损
They're not thinking about all the consequences of broken home, broken children, broken family.
他都没有想
They're not thinking it like that.
所以呢，这是撒旦常常，把人放在试探里面的一个状态。
So this is the condition often that Satan uses to tempt people to help us forget consequences.
所以你要全面性的应用真理。
So you must fully apply the God's truth and promises.
你要坚定的危难的时候。
You have to believe that as God's children, when we're in peril or danger,
他必照他的慈爱、信实、应许去拯救、保护、救他们脱离险境。
That God will, according to His mercy and faithfulness, and His promises, rescue and protect us.
所以你看，但以理三个朋友。
So, for example, Daniel and his three friends, Meshach, Abednego.
因为不肯去拜那个金像啊。
Because they refused to worship the golden idol.
你就他就被扔在火窑里面。
They were cast into the fiery furnace.
但是神保守了他们。
But God saved them from the fire.
Okay, 你再想一想这个例子。
Let's just think about this example one more time.
撒旦三个朋友啊，这个但以理三个朋友。
So Daniel's three friends.
他们不能说，哎，我要跳到火窑里面。
Well, they can't sit there and say, you know what? I'm gonna go jump into a fire furnace.
我要证明上帝对我的保护。
Just to show and prove that God can protect us. You can't kill us.
我就跳下去。
So let me just jump into the fire furnace to show you what God can do.
结果三个进去就变成三只的北京烤鸭出来。
So the three of them, when they jump into the fire furnace, they would come out as Peking ducks, right?
烤猪啊。
Or roast pigs.
这个不是神要的。
This is not what God wants.
你不可以这样试探。
God cannot be tested like that.
啊，这个好像但以理啊，一天三次啊，向耶路撒冷祷告嘛，耶和华神。那么，因为他们有些人想要害他，就对皇帝说：“若是人在皇帝以外拜任何的神，拜任何的人都要被扔在狮子坑里面，有没有？对吧？”
So Daniel was himself a great example of faithfulness to God. He was worshiping God towards Jerusalem three times a day. And so there's people that wanted to hurt him. So they told the king that, hey, if somebody worships anyone other than the king, then they need to be thrown into the lion's den.
但是但以理不能够说，哎，我跳下去给你们看看。
But then Daniel can't be like, okay, well, sure, let me just jump into it myself and show you.
这个凶恶的狮子立刻变成小猫。
He can't sit there and boast and say, you know what? If I jump into the lion's den, then those lions will become little cats.
不是的。
No, it's not like that.
最近台湾啊。
Lately in Taiwan,
有一个人啊。
There's a person.
带着本圣经啊。
Brought a Bible.
到了动物园啊。
And went to the zoo.
跳到狮子坑里面啊。
And jump into the lion's den.
然后向狮子讲道。
And he's preaching to the lion. Like this, lion, listen to me.
结果狮子就攻击他。
Of course, the lions attack.
幸亏动物园的管理员来得快，把那个的打麻醉药，把那狮子打麻醉了。
Fortunately, the worker, the zookeepers came and shot the lion with the anesthesia and put the lion to sleep immediately.
他以为这里是但以理。
He thought he himself was Daniel.
这个也是一个试探主。
This is another way of testing God improperly.
不过1984年我遇见个交通意外。
And in 1984, I was in a car accident.
不是我开车。
I wasn't driving.
我是坐车。
I was a passenger.
我是坐个大的 bus 的司机的后面那个位置。
I was right behind the driver's seat of a large bus.
我去讲道嘛。
I went to preach.
跟一群的基督徒。
I was with a group of Christians.
你知道菲律宾呢？那是 freeway 都是toll road 都是要付钱的。
So in the Philippines, the freeways require toll.
中国也是嘛，对不对
？In China, right?
都要付钱的，你过公路都要付钱的。
You have to pay just to move around.
那么。快要到的时候
So as we're almost arriving
快要付钱的时候
Almost about to pay
你知道菲律宾的司机都是不要不就是说开车快的离谱的
So you know Filipino drivers drive very fast
这样子说的啊、哦、这个我们美国说这里我是说这那个标志没有写no U-turn 的话就可以 U-turn 是不是
Okay, so if
美国,
in the United States, if there's a sign that says no U-turn, then that means you can't.
没有写, no U-turn, 就可以 U-turn.
So if there's no sign, if there's a sign that doesn't say no U-turn, that means you can make a U-turn.
菲律宾是说, 没有警察的话, 就可以 U-turn.
In the Philippines, if there's no, then you can do whatever you want.
所以这个就是他们开车的精神, 你知道吗?
This is the kind of the rule that they follow.
没有警察看到,
if there's
乱来的,
no police, you can do whatever you want.
结果快到的时候他还开得很快
So as we're approaching the toll stand He's going really fast
忽然间呢,
All of a sudden
他就立刻转了180度 啊,
So then all of a sudden He made a big 180 degree
一个大的 U-turn
了, U-turn
啊, 一个大的 U-turn
Giant U-turn
就是从这边就转到另外一边去
So he turned around
各位这是公路
But this is highway
所以一转去的时候就撞到一个巴士
So then when he made this turn, he hit another bus.
这个bus都翻了
And that bus flipped over.
那么我是坐, 因为他撞人家, 所以还好一点
So because I was behind him, I was okay.
所以就看见一直走, 还走, 还不停的, 还走,
He's still going.
神经病, 我以为他喝醉了, 这样子,
I thought maybe he was drunk. What's he doing?
后来才知道原来他没有brake, 没有刹车,
Because he didn't brake.
因为呢, 他想一想, 我是没有刹车的话, 我, 那只有两条路 一条路就是撞上去, 是吗? 但前面都是一大堆的车子啊, 你知道吗?
So he had two options. If he used brake, he's going to hit a bunch of cars in front of him.
我就是说, 或者说他就转一个大车,
if he made a big turn,
继续走的话, 就慢慢减速就停下来。
So he thought if you made a big turn, he would slowly slow down anyway.
他拣选了第二项,
He chose the second option.
结果呢, 也撞到别人,
but he still ran into somebody.
我就看见人就, 满地都是人,
So I see the whole entire ground full of people.
非常恐怖的情况,
a very sad thing.
后面还有车要来,
and more cars were coming.
后来我看报纸知道说没有死人,
Then later on I looked the newspaper and a lot of people got hurt but no one got killed.
保守了我,
God protected us.
什么叫试探, 试试主, 试探主呢?
So what's the difference between trying and or tasting and then testing, tempting God?
试探主就是用不合神旨意的办法去达到一个好 好像好的目的啊
So tempting God is to achieve a seemingly spiritual goal with, but using a method that is not approved
好像说我跳下去 哎呀, 有天使保护你一样啊
So like hey let me just jump down and see if the angels are going to come protect me
然后大家都看见你上帝吗 这样子
Yeah so then if everybody sees that I was protected then aren't they all going to go give glory to God
好像是很属灵的目的
It sounds spiritual
就是这个刚才所说的 从电顶跳下去, 啊, 但是我们知道说这个都是试探主
So all of this is just trying to tempt God or try God
啊,我不讲这个 但是这个试探主是用不顺从的态度去测试神容忍我的底线与极限
So if you're just testing God's limits with a disobedient attitude that is not what God wants
你就是说 好像我们的孩子
Just like our children
啊, 譬如说 不准出去啊
You say, you can't go outside right now.
他就慢慢往那个门了,
and then
一直跑到门口, 也不出去, 就再看一看你,
your kid will just run towards the door as soon as you say don't go outside and just stand
三,
right at the door and look at you. 3 or 4 year old
不出去, 啊, 他就不,
don't go outside.
但是他也想出去,
but he wants to go outside. He will just stand at the door and look at you.
他就用左脚出去看一看, 两边, 这边摇来摇去, 摇来摇去,
put one foot outside the door and rock back and forth and see if you're going to do anything.
我说你不骂他的话呢,
and if you don't say anything, then you'll put the other foot outside the door.
但是也不敢出得太远, 再看看, 在外面看看,
he's still looking at the door. And if you don't scold him, then he's going to take one other step further out.
这个就试探, 爸爸妈妈,
this is called testing God's testing parents' limits.
他要看你的底线在哪里。
Because this kid is testing your bottom line to see how, your limit. A lot of Christians do the same.
不听话,
they don't listen to God.
贪财, 比如说,
they're testing, they're greedy. They're doing different things that would not please God. Well, God's not punishing. I haven't died.
我还没有病啊,
I didn't get sick.
我好像好好的一样啊,
I'm fine, actually. Maybe I can do some more.
可以做多一点啊,
Maybe I can do some more. Keep violating God's rules until I get some natural consequences. This is called testing God.
因为神是慈爱的嘛,
God is merciful.
神爱世人嘛,
God
对不对?
loves us.
啊, 我看他爱不爱我欸,
well, I'm going to see if God, how much God loves us. Maybe I can just keep using God's grace. This is called testing God.
什么叫试试主呢?
What does it mean to test God in a different context?
马拉基书里面所说的,
in Malachi,
万军之耶和华说, Bring the whole.
Bring the God, the Lord God says, bring the
whole tithe. 你们要将当纳的十分之一呢，全然的送入仓库，使我家有粮啊，是神的家有粮。以此试试我，你这样子的话，十一归我的话，你试试我是否为你们敞开天上的仓库，倾覆于你们，甚至无处可容。你们试试我吧。
So in Malachi, he says, bring the whole tithe in the storehouse that there may be food in my house. Test me in this way, saying, says the Lord God, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will be no room enough for storage.
请各位注意，
Please、
这个跟试探主不一样。
This is a very different context of testing of God.
第一，这里可以是应许。
Because this is a promise.
刚才试探主也是应许嘛，哈。
Well, the other one was, of course, a promise too.
那问题在什么地方不一样呢？
What's the difference?
你这样子十分之一送入神的仓库是神的吩咐。
So
the
difference between this test and the other test is that God clearly instructs us to give.It's an instruction to give one tenth.
试探主刚才那个跳楼那个不是神的吩咐。
And the jumping off of the temple, that was not God's instruction.
这你自己要的。
It is something you chose to do yourself. God's never instructed us to jump off the temple.
所以每一个神的吩咐的后面都有一个神的应许保住你，你知道吗？
So whenever God has an instruction, He has a promise behind that.
我再讲一次。
Let me repeat that.
每一个神的命令。
When God gives us a command,
它的好像铜板的两面，
it's like、
后面一定是神的一个应许。
Two sides of the same coin. With every instruction comes with a promise.
这里说什么呢？
That.
你要把十分之一送到仓库啊。
So He says, if you give one to the storehouse,
这个是吩咐。
This is the command.
那个应许什么呢？
And what's the promise?
我要倾覆于你。
I will open, bless you.
甚至无处可容。
To the point where there's no room enough for storage.
这个就是应许。
That's the promise.
所以吩咐跟应许连在一起。
So instruction or command goes, God's command goes with God's blessing.
以色列人就不相信这个，他只看到这个，看到这个吩咐，没有看到神的应许。
So the Jewish people only sees the command and didn't see the promise.
他们只看见这个命令，没有看到神的应许。
Only see the command and the law, not the God's promises.
我讲一个例子。
I have one more example.
就结束了。
And then we're done.
有一个牧师。
There was a pastor.
他是叫做游行布道家 itinerary speaker.
Itinerary speaker. He travels.
他不是在固定那个教会，
He's
他是每一个教会去的。
He's not a speaking at a specific church.
也没有合同合约的。
And there's no contracts.
你请他，他就来；你不请他，他就不来。这样。
So if you invite him, he comes. If you don't invite him, he doesn't come.
也没有说明说我要付你多少钱的，也没有说的。
And there's no monetary
honorarium.
Oh, honorarium.
没有说的，没有说在先的。
Free.
你那么多我就去，那么少我不去，没有的啊。
There's no price tag on his preaching.
他都去，你请我，你付我我也去，你不付我我也会去。
If you pay me, I come. If you don't pay me, I still come. That's how he works.
有些教会就给他多，有些教会给他少，没关系。
Some would give him a lot, some would give him a little. So whatever God provides.
不过感谢神啊。
But thank God.
他每一次去一个礼拜之后呢，那个教会都会给他付一的一个谢礼啊。
So whenever he goes to every church, and they would give him some kind of a collection.
都刚刚好。
It's about the right.
那每个月都够用。
And he happens to have enough money to
survive. 不过有一次，有一次。
One time.
连续三个礼拜都没有人请他。
Three weeks in a row, there was no one inviting him.
他的收入就很低很低。
So he had a very low income that month.
但是他没关系，继续做。
He didn't worry. He continued.
到第四个教会。
So when he went to the fourth church,
很用他，讲得很好。
He spoke very well.
那个牧师也很高。那个牧师就宣告说：“我们感谢神，这位弟兄今天来我们当中讲道。”你们有感动的话，我们今天所收的奉献都给他。
Okay, and this pastor was so happy. He said that you know, if you would give you know your tithe, everything
今天晚上的收的奉献
everything that is being given today will be going to this pastor.
讲完到最后
at the end,
那个算之后哇，那个写了个支那个牧师写个支票就对他说。结束之后
so at the end of the service, the pastor totaled up all the tithe.
就跟那个传道人说
and gave it to the pastor.
这里是我们今天所受的奉献
This is everything we received today.
啊，今天这个周末你对我们太大的祝福
You've blessed us so tremendously. We want you to give you the entire tithe from the entire congregation.
所以今天晚上奉献特别多。
So tonight there was a special abundant giving.
他一看那个支票。
When he opened it up.
刚刚好是他上个礼拜都没有侍奉的确欠都补过来了。
So it happened to make up for the 3 weeks、that he did not preach and the income he needed.
很感谢神。
He was very happy.
不过他想起一件事情。
Then he remembered one thing.
他讲到之前有一位弟兄做见证，是个宣教士。
So right before he spoke, there was a brother that gave testimony.
他很大的需要，经济很大的需要。
He had a lot of needs financially.
所以他就感动，就跑到那个。宣教士的面前。
So then he was very so he was very moved, and he came up to the pastor.
他说另外一个 missionary.
A missionary.
他对他说：“刚才你做了见证，我很受感动。”
He says this itinerary pastor said to the missionary, your testimony was very moving.
今天这个支票是教会给我的。
So this is the entire amount the church gave me.
我在后面 endorse 一下。
I'm going to endorse the back of the church and give it, the check and give it to you the entire thing.
哇，那个宣教士看见之后，哎呀，很受感动，当然受感动那么大的。
The missionary was very very touched by that.
那个宣教士以为他很有钱的。
And so the missionary thought he was very rich maybe.
那么其实他没有钱。
But he actually didn't.
他很需要这个支票。
He actually needed this money very badly.
不过他全部给他。
But he gave the whole thing to the missionary.
因为他顺着圣灵的感动。
Because he was following the Holy Spirit's.
他觉得这个宣教士比他更有需要。
Inspiration. He felt that led by the Lord.
一分钱不留。
That the missionary needed the money more than he himself did, so he gave his whole amount to him.
后来呢，有一个弟兄。
Then later on, a brother.
来问这个牧师，问这个传道人。
And came to ask this itinerary.
很奇怪的问题。
Asked a really weird question.
他说：“今天教会给你一个支票多少钱呢？”
So today, how much does the church give you?
他说：“他不想回答他的。”
He didn't want to tell him.
他说：“很好，很好。”
It was very good. It's very generous.
他们很慷慨，很慷慨。
They were very generous to me.
我可以看一看那个支票吗
？Can I take a look at the check, please?
他也不想告诉他我已经给了呢。
And he also didn't want to tell this brother that he already gave it.
他说。这个支票不在我身边。
He says that this check is not with me.
真的不在他身边吗？他给人了。
Of course, he already gave it away.
他没有撒谎啊。
He really didn't lie.
他说，那个人说，牧师，我看见你刚才把你的支票送给了某某人呢。
And this person says, I saw you give this check to another person.
然后这个人就拿个支票本出来。
So then this person pulled out his checkbook and wrote another check.
看成。
Tore off the check and gave it to him.
说牧师，这个支票是我给你的。
Pastor, this one is from me to you.
他一打开
，and he opens it up.
里面的数目
，and the number
是他刚才给出去的那个支票的十倍。
It's 10 times the amount that he gave away to the missionary.
这个是不是全然啊？这个支是吧？全然，他真的全然了，对不对啊？送给那个宣教士的时候。
So when he gave the all of this,
全然
When he gave all of his money into the storehouse of God by giving it away to the missionary,
情付给他，神情付给，甚至无处可容。
To the point where there's no room for storage.
就是我说的，这里是神的命令。
This is God's.
这边是神的应许。
This is God's command, and on the other flip side of God's command is God's blessing.
有个弟兄啊，住在圣地亚哥。
And a brother lives in San Diego.
圣地亚哥的生活费高一点。Oh,
you know, in San Diego, the cost of living is really high.
他有一次他好像山穷水尽一样。
So, one time he was kind of 山穷。
没钱了。
He was poor.
他觉得不能再生活下去了。
He was out of money. He didn't have any way to live anymore.
他去找一个叫理财基督徒理财机构叫做 Crown Ministry， 不晓得各位听过没有
？So he went to a Crown Ministry place to learn how to manage his money.
这种用基督的精神去管理财务。
Using Christian principles to help manage money.
这个人就问，他去问这个顾问。
So he went to the consultant.
他说，圣地亚哥的生活太高了。
He says, you know, San Diego, the cost of living is too high.
我要搬离开，搬到一个比较便宜的地方。
I think I'm going to move to a cheaper place like here.
那么那个人就问他。
Oh, this person asked him.
那个人就问他。
The person asked the consultant asked him.
他就问他，你有没有 自己经历过十一奉献的祝福啊。
Have you ever experienced that, the blessing of giving a tithe?
他说我都不够钱用，还叫我奉献。
And he says, well, I don't even have enough money to live on. How can I give? How can I give money?
那个人说你试试主。
And the consultant says, why don't you try it out? Why don't you test, try the Lord?
你试完之后不 work 的话，我才叫你第二道办法。
So then if you try this first, if it doesn't work, then I'll give you another method.
好吧，我就试几个月吧。
So he goes, okay, I'll try it.
他从那个时候开始奉献，
So from that time, he gave one tenth.
不知怎么搞的啊。
Not really sure what happened.
几个月之后，他不需要办离开圣地亚哥了。
After a few months, he no longer needed to move.
他整个财务就好健康起来了。
For some reason, his finances
就好起来了。
Got better.
不需要搬了。
He didn't need to move anymore.
因为他经历什么事事。
Because he experienced what the Lord's blessing, the promises.
我讲两个例子都是跟奉献有关系，但其实不是单单奉献的问题。
Well, I gave a few examples about tithe, but what I'm talking about isn't just a
的人际关系的问题。
There's a lot of relationship issues that apply the same way.
侍奉的问题。
And also service.
教养儿女的问题。
And teaching your children.
赦免别人的问题。
And forgiving others.
慷慨的问题
and if you're generous or not
借给耶和华耶和华帮助贫穷人
helping the poor
就是借钱给耶和华
and if you help the poor it's like you're loaning money to God
耶和华必还钱
God will give you back tenfold
这个都是什么各方各面
there's all kinds of aspects that the principle applies to
所以弟兄姐妹
so brothers and sisters
不要试探神
don't test God in the wrong way
不要试试神的恩典的极限到哪里
don't test the grace of God the limit of the grace of God
但是你要试试主要看看他是美善的
but you must taste the Lord and see that he is good test his for him for by following him
就是说这个箴言三十四章所这个诗篇三十四篇所说的
like Psalm 34 says
你们要尝尝主恩的滋味
you must taste that the Lord is good
你要试一试
Taste his
你要尝一尝
goodness,
你就知道他是好的。
You will know that he is good.
投靠他的人是有福的。
So those who trust in the Lord will be blessed.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，我感谢你。
Father, I thank you.
你的话解开我们的心结。
Your word opens up the knots in our hearts.
你的话照亮我的黑暗。
Your word pierces into our darkness.
我感谢你。
We thank you.
帮助我们不要试探你。
Help us not to test you in the wrong way.
但是可以试试你的应许。
That we can taste and test your faithfulness and how true that is.
感谢赞美你。
Thank you and praise you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听，更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。